702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with the rest of the planet now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Strong reactions in Iran about this assassinated scientist.
Yeah, more details, although it's difficult to tell exactly if they're accurate details, but still, more has come out. This is the killing of the nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh last Friday, and at the time, it was reported that there'd been gunmen, and they had basically pounced on this convoy and shot it up and then melted away. Well, now, Iran has come up with a different story that maybe they used, quote, electronic equipment and special methods. And what they're saying is that there may well have been a remote controlled vehicle of some kind with a remote controlled gun on it that then opened fire at some point, presumably via cameras and video links and that sort of stuff. They've also decided that whilst at the same time pointing the finger at Israel, it may also have been some kind of dissident Iranian group. The story has shifted a little bit, and I guess ultimately whoever did do this is a really key player in what happens next in the Middle East. If this really is an opposition group in Iran, oh boy, what have we got next? If this really is Israel interfering, what kind of revenge is going to take place? So the who and the what and the when are rather important.
Well, it's also obviously about that peace agreement and making sure that Iran, stays out of it, I guess, since the United Nations, since the United States pulled out under the Trump administration. It really complicates issues in the Middle East, Adam. Talking of tensions, Aussie anger with China. This is about that tweet about the Aussie soldiers.
Yes, the image, the simulated image, one has to say, of an Australian soldier holding a knife to a child's throat. Very strong image. And this after the publication of a war crimes inquiry, which we mentioned in Australia, that had pointed the finger at some special forces soldiers. But to then make up an image that absolutely takes that and then some. Australia has been incensed, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has demanded an apology from China. Overnight again, they have refused, and China has basically said it's Australia who should apologize, especially for the treatment of Afghan civilians. The two countries are in a bit of a standoff, which I guess in the normal state of things wouldn't necessarily impact on global harmony. But given that there are an awful lot of countries that are having a go at China, and having trade disputes, Australia already has a trade dispute, and Australia has also stuck its stick into the fire a little bit in Beijing and said they want an investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic in China. In other words, is it all your fault? The two countries are a bit at each other in a way that China and America are, and others too, frankly.
Now talk to me about, I don't know, should we say some good news, clear evidence that the new lockdown, the second lockdown in your part of the world, did yield some positive results.
Yes, that there has been a downturn in infections as a result of the lockdown, and that specifically, therefore, the data that has come out is that on the one hand, economically, it's been a wrecking ball, but medically, scientifically, and ultimately in terms of the number of people infected, the number of people who've died, that tight restrictions do work. It's actually, frankly, precious little data on there up until now. We've just sort of assumed it made sense. Maybe this means, therefore, that lockdowns are the future. The moment you get a case, slam everything down. Wales is certainly going along that route specifically. Wales has announced a 3-week lockdown from Friday. This will resonate with you guys, but not so much with us. They are basically saying to all pubs and restaurants in Wales, they cannot serve alcohol and must be closed by 6 p.m. I'm not quite sure what the point of going to a pub to stand with a lemonade until 6 o'clock in the evening is, but I guess that'll play out in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all got to maintain, we've all got to make sure that we don't spread this thing. Otherwise, we all go back to those lockdown rules. For the moment, we're out of it, Adam Gilchrist, but we'll see how it obviously develops in the coming weeks, particularly leading up to Christmas. As always, great stuff. Talking to you, Adam Gilchrist from London with The World View.